This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Final hour of a brand new month, of a brand new week of September, brand new month, and first week after the holiday here. So we're wrapping things up with our usual talk radio town hall with none other than Senator Kevin Cramer here for the full hour to answer your questions or comments. You can call us, you can email us, you can text us, whatever works for you. Number to call us, 701-258-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590. People always say I say the numbers too fast. So I will slow down and tell you that you can call 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590.
Don't say or dial O, because O is the number start, six. Right.
Don't start. Yes. 0550-237-1590, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio. Next thing you know, I'll be playing Boy George again. There we go. The epic edition of What's On Your Mind, if we had two Boy George bumpers in one particular program. Anyway, there he goes. It's all my fault. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome back, Kevin. How are you?
Well, I'm well, but I notice your jersey is vintage, Scott, today.
It is. We have Team Spirit Day going on today around here, and most people are feuding over the Vikes and the Packers. I'm opting out of that debate, and I'm going back to my vintage 1987 UND Hockey Fighting Sioux jersey right there.
Yeah. And so, Todd, I had an elementary math teacher who used to get so mad at us if we ever referred to the number zero as the letter O. or if you gave a phone number, like, my phone number is 220, it's like, yep. There's no O.
Right. And in the old days, you had a word, even though you only dialed the first two letters, but you had the word plus the number, so
yeah.
If O was in the word, which thankfully we got rid of that idea, it was bad to begin with.
Not the truth. I agree. But anyway. I'm back in North Dakota after a short week in Washington D.C. of course, and by the way, I'd love to hear from some people on this. But as you know, all the buzz in D.C. right now is not unimportant. It's all over Joe Manchin's deal to add to the inflation with what do they call it, the Inflation Enhancement Act, that's what I called it, and in return for a promise for permitting reform. So I spent a lot of time talking to reporters and Joe about permitting reform that I certain will never happen, but I'm just glad to be back. And then of course, I'm a 13th generation Englishman on my father's side, third generation Norwegian on my mother's side, in terms of our time in the United States. So the monarchy has never meant much to me. My people came on the Mayflower in escape of the monarchy.
And then we try to leave that country and start our own. And I mean,
I've struggled with that all week. I guess not all week. I mean, we heard that she was ill on Thursday, right? And then she passed away yesterday afternoon. But, you know, it's hard not to be absolutely impressed with the stamina of this woman and of her, you know, her character and, you know, all the different things she had to maneuver. I mean, that's pretty...
Since the Truman administration.
Yeah, how many different prime ministers from Winston Churchill to, you know, the newest that she met days before her death. And, yeah, it's impressive. On that note, an emailer says, how many people know that the throne that the Queen and now King of England sit on is the throne of King David? The headstone of Jacob sits under the throne of England, and Queen Elizabeth and her family are the descendants of King David. God said in the Old Testament that King David would never lack a descendant to sit on his throne and never breaks his word. Is that sound right to you, history buffs? There, I don't know. That didn't compute to me, or doesn't track necessarily with my recollection there. But do we believe that's true? No clue?
I don't know, but I bet somebody can prove it before the end of the show. It's new to me, but I would say this. The scripture talks a lot, of course, about obviously the ascension and from King David up to Christ and onward, but it also speaks a lot of the inclusivity of the throne, the fact that we're all righteous because we borrow from Christ's righteousness. And so I'm not sure monarchy is the critical doctrinal or theological point in the literal sense, as much as the fact that we're all righteous as followers of Christ.
Back to Queen Elizabeth.
Was that too deep for a friend?
No, it's good. Thank you. I'll lighten things up here a little bit because one of her, I don't know if they call her butlers or whatever, but her personal attendants told a great story about the Queen that I thought kind of in a minute really summarizes sort of her character. I'm going to just play this. Listen.
And normally on these picnic sites, you meet nobody.
He's telling a story about an encounter that she...
On his picnic site.
She's talking about an encounter that he and the Queen were out for a walk and they encountered some folks. Here's the story.
And normally on these picnic sites, you meet nobody. But there was two hikers coming towards us and the Queen would always stop and say hello. And it was two Americans on a walking holiday. And it was clear from the moment that we first stopped, they hadn't recognized the Queen, which is fine. And the American gentleman was telling the Queen where he came from, where they were going to next, and where they'd been to in Britain. And I could see it coming, and sure enough, he said to Her Majesty, and where do you live? And she said, well, I live in London, but I've got a holiday home just the other side of the hills. And he said, well, how often have you been coming up here? Oh, she said, I've been coming up here ever since I was a little girl, so over 80 years. And you could see the clogs thinking. He said, well, if you've been coming up here for 80 years, you must have met the Queen. And as quick as a flash says, well, I haven't, but Dickie meets her regularly. So the guy said to me, oh, you've met the Queen, what's she like? And because I was with her a long time and I knew I could pull a leg, I said, oh, she can be very cantankerous at times, but she's got a lovely sense of humour. Anyway, the next thing I knew, this guy comes around, puts his arm around my shoulder, and before I could see what was happening, he gets his camera, gives it to the Queen, and says, can you take a picture of the two of us? Anyway, we swapped places, and I took a picture of them with the Queen, and we never let on, and we waved goodbye, and then Her Majesty said to me, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he shows us photographs to a friend in America.
Outstanding!
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah.
I hope it's true.
Yeah, it sounds like a great story. I mean, somebody was with her for that many years, but that's pretty damn cool.
Her sense of humor. I'd love to be a fly on a wall when he shows that picture.
Yeah, no kidding. But this will be quite the event. I understand that the House is gaveling out and joining in unity with the time of mourning. And so this is a big deal in the U.S. too, isn't it, Kevin?
It is. I mean, clearly... our roots with England, and particularly the monarchy, the founding of our country being based on an escape from the monarchy, if you will, and the running from religious persecution, interestingly, and and resulting in the Revolutionary War, which all has led to perhaps the strongest, other than probably Canada itself, the strongest relationship with any country in the world. between the United States and the United Kingdom and Great Britain, and perhaps other than maybe Israel, but I'm not even so sure about that anymore. So, for sure, it's a big deal in the United States. And the monarchy, particularly, obviously that monarchy, it's historical, but it's also extremely romantic to a lot of Americans. Any time a member of the royal family does anything, whether it's good, bad, you know, romantic or not, it's major headline news for a long time.
Yeah, it is. I've never really understood that, but there's just no denying.
I have not either.
Yeah, exactly right. Short break, and when we come back, we'll get to your calls, questions, and comments. 701-258-0550 for your teacher, Kevin. And text us 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily is the place to go to get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. If you find yourself saying, enough already, I'm not writing checks to these woke companies anymore, and you know, you see what's going on in this country, saying, I'm going to buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. That's why I did this. I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. By the way, they're on the same towers. 100% U.S.-based customer support team, but same towers as all the major carriers as well. You can call them. You'll love their customer service. It's great. 972-PATRIOT, online at patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer continues next.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. Days away from Candace Owens at the Bismarck Event Center, sponsored by our friends at Freedom Matters USA. Tickets at freedommattersusa.com. The event is Thursday, September 15th, 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Candace Owens from Freedom Energy USA. We're back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer, Eddie in Fargo. Question for Senator Cramer, you're first to go. What's on your mind? Eddie, are you there?
Ah, you cut out. I didn't hear the name, so I didn't respond. But yes,
no
thank
problem.
You for taking my call.
You bet.
Senator Cramer, there is a glaring issue between the Canadians and the Americans. The vaccine mandate in Canada is preventing unvaccinated Americans from going into Canada. And the same, I understand, is true for Canadians trying to go to America. This is foolishness. The vaccine issue is extinguished, if you will. We need to stop this. 40% of North Dakotans are not vaccinated, and we cannot do any trade, cannot go into Canada. Many of us have cabins and commercial property and stuff in Canada. Can't do a thing. Here's a place where you could actually do some concrete work, if it's possible. We need to get the mandates lifted, because both America and the United States are trying to do business, and this is definitely impeding it, because some of us that are unvaccinated, we're never going to be vaccinated. I wouldn't take that shot, no matter what. And what can you do about that, do you think?
Didn't you Kevin up, Todd? Hang on one sec, Senator Cramer. Now we got you.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So we've pounded on both governments quite regularly over this, including letters, including calling embassies, and including calling all the people in the supply chain, the value chain. I do think, however, Eddie, that the bigger problem is the Canadian government. I think the United States has lightened up a little bit, but for the most part, and here's where we hear most of it. So this, by the way, this is an interesting call because Eddie is representing somebody who just simply wants to do commerce. He's a consumer. He's offering to spend his money in Canada because he's got a cabin up there, and it's really a wonderful place to visit. The exchange rate sometimes really stinks, but right, all that stuff. However, the bigger challenge economically has been, and with regard to trade, has been that many truckers aren't able to cross back into Canada after coming to the United States. Truckers who we allow into the United States, but have a hard time getting back into Canada. In fact, I think we had a call on this last week as well, Scott, and we followed up with our embassy. We'll do that again this week. We just keep that constant pressure on. Eddie, here's what I don't get. What I don't understand is what is in it for our governments. Now, I get that Trudeau is a true believer. I mean, the guy is a left-wing nut job. And he just has bought into this, all of this COVID, religion. I don't understand from our perspective why we would want to cut off a good part of our commerce traffic with our number one trading partner in the world and our number one friend in the world, Canada. So appreciate the update on it. We'll stay after it, but we do have a couple of different thinking people at the heads of these two countries.
Thanks, Eddie.
That's the truth.
Yes, appreciate the call. Let's take Dana Bismarck.
Was that job too much? Was that too much?
I appreciate the clarity, because you're not leaving much in the left-wing nut job from a U.S. senator about the premier and Canada is clarity. I think a lot of people nodding their heads when you say it.
I would say this, by the way, speaking of premiers, so the provincial premiers are much more with us, particularly the ones that border North Dakota and out here in the West. Really good people that want to do the right thing, but it's their federal government that's creating the base.
Yeah. So I said premier, he's prime minister. Yep. My apologies to the Mr. Trudeau. Dana Bismarck for Senator Cramer. Go.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something, and then I'd like to have a closing comment after you reply, please. On 9/7 of 18, I was on with you and asked you to set up a meeting with President Trump at that time to hear my idea and lay it out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you responded at that time that you kind of liked that idea and you were going to push for that. Well, now it's 4 years later, and Todd let me make that podcast. And did you listen to it yet? and I'd like to comment after you reply, please.
Now, it was back in what, April was that?
May the 4th.
May. May the 4th be with you. That's why I should be able to remember that.
Two things. First of all, I can't speak for President Trump's schedule, but I recall it being very busy and him having to set a lot of priorities. And, you know, fortunately, I had a good opportunity to talk to him often, pretty much whenever I wanted to, but getting others to be able to talk to him is a little more difficult, understandably, I would think. With regard to your podcast, I have not listened to it. I have turned it over to my team to listen to. I'll look forward to listening to it at some time when it gets to the top of my priority list as well.
Well, I would really encourage you because I put a lot of thought into it, and I think it's got a lot of good points to it.
And if you thought about an executive summary and all, Dana? Yeah, you know what?
So we can discuss the points about it that he has concerns. If you took it right now and played...
But I'm just asking, Dana. Imagine if every constituent of Senator Cramer said, here's my podcast, will you listen to this? The realistic, just time constraints of that are a little onerous. So I'm saying...
Three sentence paragraph.
Well, this is for changing the policies of our system, though, and I've got a good reason to back why I thought it up. And I really would appreciate it if you just take that half hour of his life for all of us and just say, play it to these guys that are on strike. Everyone I've told about this is, I like, why not? This makes more sense than what we're doing now, just continuously going backwards year after year after year.
Darren, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Tim in Western North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I'd like to ask why nobody's talking about the World Economic Forum and the takeover of our governments worldwide. I mean, that's the whole reason why Canada's in complete lockdown and tyranny, and we're starting to see a little bit of that in the United States. Our Democratic Party, has been taken over by these people, and I believe some of the Republican Party, too. If you look at it from a one world government truck takeover of what's going on, that explains a lot of the policies coming out of that Biden administration and why these government leaders are doing what they're doing.
It's interesting. I appreciate that. Scott, this caller really describes a major reason why Donald Trump became president, right? I mean, he recognized this. He tapped into this frustration. America First became his battle cry, and it continues to be for a lot of people, and rightfully so. It does go back a little further than that, obviously, the problem. I mean, remember the One World Order? Issue way back when George Herbert Walker Bush was president, there has been a globalist tendency for a long time. And globalism is one thing. One world order is quite another. And giving up sovereignty is a very big different aspect to it all.
His question is, why is nobody talking about it? Given what Klaus Schwab says, I think we should spend more time talking about it. Tim, appreciate the call.
Hey, Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in his state. California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires at this hour. Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country the first new head of state in 70 years, her son, King Charles III. A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. He's being ordered held without bond after Thursday's court appearance. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal court's ruling that appointed a special master to protect President Trump's rights. It will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Inflation Buster at PetroServe USA is the personal pan pizza, two homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. That's a meal. Four items are $4. And they're still $4. They're $4 how many years ago? 4 years ago, I think. That's just unheard of. And today you can get a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread besides $5.99. And, of course, you have any size fountain pop you like for 79 cents. So just the deals are there. My favorite this month. Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.79. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So just to finish on the question, how do you get what the World Economic Forum is trying to do?
Yeah, yeah.
More of a platform.
Yeah. I think the question, yeah, you want more people talking about it, but I do think a lot of people are talking about it. Maybe not in the context of the forum, but in context of the general philosophy and policies. I think they talk a lot about it. The United States is still the greatest country in the world. We're still the leader. We're still the strongest, and we ought to act like it and not acquiesce so much to forums. I mean, forums come in lots of forms, not just the forum itself, the world forum, but the World Health Organization, the United Nations, multilateral trade deals that go beyond your continent and whatnot. And this is why I've always thought Donald Trump is right on point when we talk about trade, and I'm all for trade, but let's do bilateral trade with friendly nations that want what we have and where we want what they have. And there's a lot of discussion about lots of things, including my idea of some sort of a CBAM that would be a tariff at the border for carbon that's coming into the United States. And then you find like-minded countries doing business with one another and isolating the enemies, if you will, the adversaries, if you will. And these things don't happen at world forums. The whole goal of one world order is obnoxious to me and obviously very un-American.
John Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Senator. How are you doing today?
Hey, John. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
It's a student loan question I got an issue about. And this goes back decades, believe it or not. So when I was in the Army, I got out of college, graduated, and I wanted to serve. So I took the Army's student loan repayment as part of my education benefit.
Sure.
And that education benefit of a student loan repayment from the military is the only education benefit the military gives that the IRS considers taxable. So, like if you get your school paid for by the Guard or, your GI Bill when you're done with the Army, you don't pay taxes on that. Now, the reason it bugged me was I got $50,000 benefit, and they paid equal three installments every 3 years, so $17,000 a year. They screwed up and paid $34,000 in January, so for the year before and the year after. So I was taxed as an E-4 on $34,000 of income, and I'm an E-4 at the time. Mm-hmm. So I wrote letters actually to, this will tell you how old it was, Representative Pomeroy, Dorgan, and Conrad. Mm-hmm. Conrad actually didn't respond. Pomeroy didn't respond. And Dorgan actually did send a letter saying, I'll look into it, but I never heard anything about it. But, you know, they're talking all this loan repayment stuff now.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Helps the military people that get the payment for serving their country. It's long since beyond time to help me because, you know, I paid the taxes and student loans and all that stuff. But I think that's really unfair for military members that sign up to serve after they've had college to pay taxes on it, too.
Yeah, this is a new one on me. I will tell you this. I had a veteran, when I was up that day, Scott, up in Newtown at the Veterans Appreciation Day that the MHA Nation put on, where the U.S. Marine Corps silent drill troop was, or platoon was there. And boy, first of all, it was a phenomenal event. And a veteran raised the same issue with me, a similar issue about the benefit. And what he was upset about, of course, to John's point, was that there are all these people that fit in one particular, part of this value chain that get this $20,000 forgiven, but those of us that are veterans don't. I'm more intrigued, quite frankly, about the idea that if you go in after and you have these debts and the debt is repaid on your behalf, that's a taxable benefit. I want to look into that. So John, I don't know if we can get your contact. I would just be interested in if that's still the policy, maybe there's something we can do about changing that. I probably can't do much retroactively to your point, but.
I understand that. I just figured it's unfair for the young guys going forward.
I agree. Boy, I totally agree. 23-year-old
E4 and I get a tax bill on $34,000 I never actually saw.
Well, and that's really unfortunate because that is blatantly a screw up on their part. The fact that they combined the two 17,000s into 1 year, even under the policy, that was wrong. And that's an error you should not have had to pay for sure.
John, if you hang on a second, we'll get your information forwarded on to Senator Kramer's office and get more detail on the situation.
I'd really like to look into this. Yeah, this is fascinating.
Hang on, John, if you would. Daniel, if you'd get that information so we can pass that along, that'd be fantastic. A couple of texts I want to get in here. A lot of these about term limits. Can you ask Senator Kramer why he's not signed the term limit amendment pledge to limit the congressional term limits to 3 in the House and 2 in the Senate, says one. Please ask Senator Kramer's opinion on term limits, pro and con. Apologies if this has been asked before. So what's your opinion? This term limit's in the news in North Dakota, obviously, because of this petition battle with the Supreme Court. But your take. You've talked about this before on the show, but not today.
I have, yeah. And no need to apologize if it's been asked before, because it is current and new. I've never been a supporter of term limits of any types. I get that they're popular. I frankly don't know why in a free system like ours, where we have elections every 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, depending on the length of your term, why we'd ever want to limit our choices as free people. And so that's never made sense to me. In fact, I think in many respects, term limits actually reduces our freedom because it reduces our choices. I think it's a little bit tends to lead toward lazy democracy, which I don't support. All of that said, of course, I've never stayed in one office very long. The longest I stayed in one office was Public Service Commission for 9 years. But so I tend not to hang around a long time. And I frankly, when I look at some of the long-term members in the Senate, in the House, it doesn't impress me. Longevity never has impressed me with regard to elected office. That said, that is up to individual states, individual districts, individual legislative districts and whatnot to make those decisions for themselves. Some states have term limits. Some don't. We have term limits on our presidency. But I am not a fan of term limits. I've been very clear about that. But you'll never have to worry about me sticking around too long.
Well, I think what it is just a product of frustration. But
it is, understandably.
What you just described, but it also could be said. You've also made a point to me that stuck with me on this, that term limits empower staff, unelected
bureaucrats.
Without
question. And they already have too much power, frankly. staff in Congress have way too much power, particularly when you get to leadership staff and the staffs of the various committees. But worse than that is the bureaucracy. I mean, if we are suffering from anything right now, and we are, it is from an overbloated, super powerful, middle finger to the American people bureaucracy. And it infuriates me, as you know. I you hear me talk about it a lot. I have put up more holds on people to be promoted, including generals, quite honestly. I've prevented generals from getting their third star or their fourth star because of some injustice at the bureaucratic level, and usually you get some response, but it's wrong. And so I do think that's exactly what happens. You empower that. Now, in defense of people that support the term limits, that I think they have the same frustration, right? The problem is if you know, that the term limits on elected officials really doesn't, it just further empowers that bureaucracy. And but as you know, Scott, I don't empower the bureaucracy, including my own staff. They know that I'm a bit of a micromanager. I like to know everything that's going on, and it's part of who I am, and it probably is more of a burden than some people want to carry. But
here's a comment/question that came in earlier in the week that they asked us to direct to you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Craig Collins, Millendale. Just listening to Senator Kramer talking about carbon credits and tax credits worth $200 to $300 a ton for carbon. And here, the carbon credit program for farmers, you hear they'll pay $10 to $20 a ton for carbon. How come the carbon we produce is, are we sequestering the soil through growing plants with roots and living organisms is only worth $10 to $15 a ton, but carbon that they pipe per 1,000 miles is worth $300 a ton? Thank you. Good show.
Yep. No, good question, I think. I was having a little hard time listening to it, but I think I understand it. Why is there differentiation between, say, the $85 per ton tax credit that you get for carbon capture and storage and the $50 a ton tax credit that you get for capturing carbon and utilizing it for enhanced oil recovery versus the, I think he said 10 to 20, maybe, I don't know, $30 that farmers are being offered in their programs. I think what it comes out, first of all, I do think there's a disparity that's not appropriate. For example, electric vehicle, I'd mentioned the electric vehicle $7,500 tax credit really costs about $200 to $300 per ton if you extrapolate the CO2 reduction from it, and that's where that number comes from. The 85 is very clear. You capture 85, or you capture a ton of CO2 out of your power plant or your ethanol plant, and you put it under the ground for storage. You get paid an $85 credit. The farm programs are, I think the difference comes from the technology and the cost of the technology to do this. Accepting for a minute, not everyone does, but accepting for a minute that we are in a carbon reduced future, that we are living in a carbon constrained future, and everybody's looking for some way to do that. There are some ways that are very, very expensive, and there are some ways that are less expensive. But I think with regard to growing things and getting a credit, for example, for not plowing your ground in the spring, or for growing a cover crop through the winter, for having more grasslands or whatever the case might be, those are natural things that don't add costs so much. And so you're really, by changing your practices a little bit, you get to participate in some sort of a carbon market. Whereas a power company, a utility, if you're going to have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week electricity generated by coal, and you want to reduce the carbon in that, it's very, very costly, and it would be cost prohibitive if there wasn't some sort of a credit. But I do think a lot of it is arbitrary, to the caller's point. He's exactly right.
Jamie and Stanley, you're next up with our questions and comments for Senator Kevin Kramer. One more segment to go after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Freedom Matters USA. Candace Owens next Thursday in Bismarck. FreedomMattersUSA.com for details.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty is for a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Not only those new Buicks and GMCs with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, but 44 other vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, have them. Not just Buicks and GMCs. For example, the pre-owned 2022 Toyota Highlander that was $53,275, now $47,999. There's Subarus, there's Dodges, there's more. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back at the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. Jamie and Stanley, you're next to go. 701-258-0550. Jamie, go for Senator Cramer.
Yeah, Senator Cramer, you were asked about term limits earlier, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on age limits, maximums and minimums. Obviously, there's a minimum to serve in office.
Yeah,
just
right,
what your thoughts were on maximums there.
Well, the older I get, the less I support it. But what I would say. It's a profound question, right? Here's what, I really don't think it's about age. Some of the best people I know, the brightest people I know, and you know, some corporations, in fact, some corporations we're quite familiar with in North Dakota, have age limits, you know, forced retirement. And I just think some people are at the absolute prime of their life, you know, at 72, for example. The other day, or last week, Scott, when we were out at the Veterans Cemetery in South Amanda celebrating the 30th anniversary, you know, all four adjutant generals, living adjutant generals, through those 30 years were there. And the one that delivered the keynote address, of course, was General McDonald. And he is 92 or 93. Phenomenal. Right? Wow. I mean, phenomenal. He wrote every word of that speech, and I thought, boy, I would trust him right now to run the Pentagon. I'm not kidding. So I think it's less about age, but it does raise a competency issue, I think, from time to time. And, you know, there ought to be some sort of a requirement. But again, at the end of the day, remember, we're self-governed. That is what makes us different than even other democracies. And we get to make these decisions, you know, as to who our leadership is.
I get that. I guess my biggest thing is you're looking at some of these people who have been in Congress for 30 years. Some of them are better, 80 plus years old. So they're making decisions that are going to affect a lot of people for a lot of years. And technically, how many more years do they have left? And they're going to affect the lives of my children, our grandchildren.
That's a good point.
You're dumb. That's not what I'm saying. There's just a lot of them in there that, okay, maybe it's time to go to, you know, let somebody else take over.
Yeah, you'd say about the White House though.
But your point is still really good. You know, we can start naming a few of them, I suppose, if we wanted to. But we're going to see the retirement this year now of two legacy members. Pat Leahy, who is the dean of the Senate, is retiring, and Richard Shelby from Alabama. I think he's been in 44 years, something like that. They are the chairman and the ranking member of the Appropriations Committee. So to James' point, they're making long-term investment decisions with very little at stake for them personally. I think that's what you're getting at, is that you're making long-term investment decisions that affect other people other than yourself. And so at that point, you're really the other people, the younger people who help elect these people, are knowing that. That's one of the factors that you have to factor in, and I think most people do. Beyond that, there are some other members, I don't mind telling you, that are, you know, pretty...
Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
Yeah, appreciate that. Texas says, Senator Cramer, how long do these January 6th people need to be abused in prison in D.C.? If it were one of our kids, would it be more of a priority? There was more said about a drug-toting basketball player in Russia than the people being abused. This is wrong on every level, and it's happening right here in the USA.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, so there have been people that have checked on them that would dispute the abuse claims, but the fact that some of them are still being held is a problem. And I was thinking about this morning, actually, Scott, because it's like January 6th is its own criminal category. It's really quite remarkable. But whereas if you applied the normal standards of the crime, whether it's breaking and entering, vandalism, you know, just being where you weren't supposed to be, not all crimes are the same. But January 6th seems to have created a category where whatever your role is, it's the same crime, and it's punishable by, you know, by life in prison or death. And it's really wrong. And so there's a lot, where a lot of us speaking out about it, where there are a lot of us you know, checking on with DOJ and the others on it on a very regular basis. Unfortunately, one of the things we've found about our justice system through the January 6th situation is that judges have a lot of power. I mean, a lot of power over, you know, over these issues, and perhaps some of that power should be removed. But thanks for pounding the drum, and we'll do the same. It's a good reminder that there is this questionable justice going. I think, by the way, I just did an interview on this week with regard to Donald Trump promising to pardon all of them. I'm not super comfortable with promising to pardon. I'm not allowed to promise somebody a job if I win, for example. And so I have a little bit of a problem with that in general. However, And I did say this to the reporter. Not all crimes are created equal. And some of these are obviously an injustice. So we need to keep a spotlight on it.
We're out of time for the week. Never enough time, but always appreciate the time we do get with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, sir.
Incredible diversity again today, Scott.
Wow. Yeah, we did. A lot of great topics. I appreciate all that very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyStore.com. Michael Lindell searched the world for the best coffee, and he found it. And you can get it at MyStore.com. If you haven't tried this yet, do it. Get it in the pods or in the ground kind as well. Or beans, even. MyStore.com. But remember, use the promo code Scott, okay? God bless. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.